Welcome back. Going down to Australia this hour to talk to David John Oates and find out what's new in the world of reverse speech. David is right on top of the issue of global and especially American politics. We have heard things that are just unforgettable. Now, as David knows, I'm sure by now, this situation is going to continue to be extremely explosive from here on out. It's not going to settle down. We are getting things that are just extraordinary. And it'll be fascinating to be able to get the real truth from people. We have Rex Tillerson threatening the communist Chinese. We have Donald Trump and Mad Dog Mattis threatening North Korea. We've got that idiot ambassador of ours, Nikki Haley, threatening Ukraine and Russia, especially Vladimir Putin. We also have Trump now threatening Iran. Wars for Israel. So let's find out with David what he might have for us tonight that can help shed some light on this and where it's going. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? This is certainly an explosive political atmosphere right now, isn't it?
It's not going to change either. It's going to be like this from now on, 4 years.
Yeah, I know. Well, as always, we'll be right on top of it with all the latest reversals. So,
yeah, I want to also say, again, I think I might have said this once before, but I want to repeat it. Thank you for your monumental contributions for all of us listening and who care about the American political scene in the last year and a half plus. You and Reverse Speech have opened so many doors of understanding. It's just remarkable. And I'll be anxious to hear what you find out about Trump, because he is threatening. All of a sudden, yes, he's turned into a very bellicose warrior. And I'm frankly surprised. So what do you have on store?
All right. Well, we got a few. We'll start off with his appearance on Hannity.
About
3 days ago. Okay. So here we go. Let's run this one forward.
Well, I'm going to keep as many as I can. You know, politics is tough. Sometimes you make a promise and for some reason you can't because you have opposition on the other side that raises their hand and then make it impossible. But
okay, and he says, you mustn't miss the mob by giving madness. What a strange reversal. You mustn't miss the mob by giving madness.
You must have missed the mob by giving madness.
Yes, it's there.
You must have missed the mob by giving madness.
It's all there.
You must have missed the mob by giving madness.
Oh, okay. How
well, I think. Tell us what you think. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not too sure. I'm trying to ponder it now. He's got to be. Well, he is giving madness with all his rhetoric nowadays,
yeah,
isn't he? You must have missed the mob by giving madness. Gee, what a strange reversal.
Well, I think what he's saying, he's cautioning himself. I think he's talking to himself, David, and he's saying, "Don't lose your connectivity and your communication with the mob, i.e. your support base, the public, with madness."
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, it's internal dialogue. He's talking to himself.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That's very interesting.
Next one's a bit of a metaphor.
And we're going to take care of a lot of people that were mistreated by government for many, many years. And that's really how I won the election in the first place, Sean. You know that better than probably anybody.
And here he says, my ship surfing in the shallow.
My ship surfing in the shallow.
My ship surfing in the shallow.
And again.
My ship surfing in the shallow.
Interesting. Four basically means he's just getting started. He's just started to sail. He's currently
just launching. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just getting started. Interesting metaphor. All right, next one along.
It's not going to be so easy for people to come in anymore. You look at what's gone on. I mean, we could just go one after another, but then you go to other countries and you look at Nice and you look at different places all over Europe and you look at what's happening with Germany. It's a mess. The crime is incredible.
And he says they're killing the scene.
Nick building the scene.
Quite clear.
Mm-hmm. Nick building the scene.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think he's referring to ISIS and all the trouble creating in other countries.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Here's Another metaphor. Gee, we don't get many metaphors on Trump. Here we are. We've got a few of them on the Hannity interview. I wonder what that tells us. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's using more metaphors. Anyway, here we go. Mm-hmm.
The meeting, they have a news conference about what I said. They're talking to the cameras about exactly what I said at the meeting, which is fine. Because I say things that I don't mind going out, because I assume they're going to do that. But the deal was we wouldn't talk to the press.
And here he says, who will name the goddess?
Who will name the goddess?
Who will name the goddess? Who will name the goddess?
Goddess is usually a metaphor for hope and dreams. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the people in his meetings talking to the press when they agreed not to. So maybe he's thinking, who else is going to be talking about what our plans are, what our dreams are, what we got to do?
Yeah.
It's internal dialogue again. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Does this possibly, David, suggest some kind of a shift in him since he's become president now? All of a sudden, you're the most powerful man in the world.
Yeah, this is a shift. This is unlike his reversals I've seen on his campaign trail.
Right.
He's going through some inner that's why there would be metaphors, because there's an inner transformation.
This is correct. I think he's trying to find out who he is, where he is, and what he's supposed to be now. He's kind of like learning on the job in a larger sense than just tasks. He's trying to learn to be president.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. Interesting. Okay. All right, let's keep on going.
Well, in many cases.
Yes.
If you can, and there is any, maybe your gal in Canada, if there's any video of him making threats to Iran, North Korea, or anywhere else, or if you can get Tillerson talking about China. Okay. I mean, I'd like to hear these threats. Nikki Haley threatening Russia for allegedly causing trouble in Ukraine when nothing could be further from the truth. It's not Russia. Okay. We destroyed Ukraine over a period of 6 or 7 years with $5 billion and Victoria Vicky Nuland calling the shots over there as we went into there and completely total regime change we caused. We caused the trouble.
Right. Well, we will certainly start looking at those threats. I don't think I've got any of them. But,
yeah, well, any bellicose or warlike or threats statements, we really need to jump on if you can. This is crucial. I'm very concerned about this.
Yeah, Trump's causing a bit of stir in Australia now, too.
Well, tell us about that from someone who lives there.
Oh, it's all over the news. Australia takes, we've got what they call it, camps, refugee camps.
They're on islands offshore.
Islands offshore, and there's thousands and thousands of refugees there.
Which is really out of stay.
I agree. Anyway, Barack Obama agreed to take 1,200 of them. And so our prime minister was talking to Trump, and it turned into be a very heated discussion. And Trump, all the press says it was a very heated discussion, and Trump hung up the phone on our prime minister.
And see, that is absolutely fascinating to hear. And that would suggest, another example of him realigning himself with the power that he has. He hung up on another head of state. Now, were they saying F you back and forth? I don't know. But this is that's a remarkable thing.
Yeah, it's all over the...
Too, yeah.
And Australia's also not happy about Trump canceling a TPPP. TPP, that was the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership.
Well, that's too bad for Australia because they don't understand. That was one of the worst pieces of trade legislation ever for everyone concerned. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I'm just telling you what's happening in Australia. So. Yeah.
TTP and TTIP... on the other side of the world in the Atlantic, for Europe, both bad news deals.
Right. Bad. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's play the next one. Here we go.
In many cases, hey, look, you have some very honest ones, but I get stories that are so false and so dishonest.
Martin Luther King's bust.
I wish, well, yeah, they said Martin Luther King's bust was taken out of the Oval Office by me.
And here we have quite a nice reversal. Soul Force, I led.
Soul Force, led.
Soul Force, led.
Huh.
Soul Force.
What's he saying? I can't make it out.
Yeah, I agree. It's not all that clear. Soul Force, I led.
I led. I'm not. I don't hear I led. Let's see.
Oh, it's very faint at the end.
Soul Force said.
Right there at the end.
Soul Force said.
Soul Force said.
All right, don't worry about it. No biggie.
I think he says said.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
It's the same thing. He's same talking thing. About soul and power and, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. All right, next one.
There were like 300, 350 people in the room. Over 1,000 wanted to come. And if I took a vote right now, I would have won 350 to nothing.
Now, this is the CIA.
But even that was demeaned as much as they can demean it.
Yeah. And here he says, have fun with it.
Have fun with it.
Have fun with it. Have fun with it.
Oh, he enjoyed
good for him. So he is enjoying dismembering the corrupt, vile mainstream media.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good for him.
All right, next one along.
Well, and it doesn't work.
You know, you can't even buy a catastrophic plan.
Correct. And the deductibles are so high that unless you get hit by a tractor, you're never going to be able to use it.
And angry cell, not bad.
An angry cell, not bad.
Wow.
An angry cell, not bad.
Huh.
An angry cell, not bad.
What's he doing? Is he critiquing his own performance there? What's he doing?
Yes, it's another internal dialogue. He's saying, look, I'm becoming a bit aggressive here, but that's not bad. That's a good thing. He's shifting.
Okay, with that, we got it. When I heard that, I said, there's a shift. We're going to watch this. This is very important. This man, he's not going to turn into something monstrous, but he is literally becoming a slightly different person. He's now dialoguing with himself. I don't know that necessarily means uncertainty about what he's doing, but he is fine. He's rediscovering, that's not right. He's discovering what it's like to be president.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, here's another reversal that just totally sums up everything you just said. Yeah, we'll run this forwards.
And it was such a success. Okay. So now I see CNN and other people say, well, who was in the audience from Trump? Trump. I went there with a few people. There's nobody. It was all CIA. They said, but I heard the first row and the first two rows. You saw that press conference. Sean did a great job.
And here he says, I will see your stuff when the world suffered.
I don't see you, Mr. Fenor, Sir Fenor.
I don't see you, Mr. Fenor.
So what he's saying, I'll play the next one.
I don't see you, Mr. Fenor.
He's going to see what he's really made of when he's got to deal with all these problems in the world. Okay? I will see your stuff. I will see who I really am. I will see what I'm made of when I've got all these world suffering issues to deal with. There we go.
That's very, very well said, and you've just got it nailed. Absolutely. Yeah. We're seeing a man in some kind of transition. This is going to take months to sort itself out.
Yeah, you're right. These are really interesting reversals. Wow. And look at this one. We've never seen reversals like this on Trump. Another metaphor. Here we go.
He said to me the other day, that was so great. Everyone loved it. Everybody loved it. When I got back, I saw the speech. They didn't like it. It wasn't respectful. It was a smattering of applause. It wasn't a smattering. It was, there were like 300, 350 people in the room. Over 1,000 wanted to come.
And here he says, wolf helps you, the soul would ache.
Wolf helps you, the soul would ache.
Yeah, there it is.
Wolf helps you, the soul would ache.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
So winning.
Wow. Okay. Gee, I think this is four metaphors so far. I think I might have found four on him in the whole 18 months of the campaign.
Yeah.
Here we've got four in one speech. Okay, Wolf helped you. His inner strength, his inner motivation will keep him going when the soul aches, when he feels the weight of these pressures and issues on him, the burden that he's carrying around. Wow.
We're seeing the reinvention of Donald Trump. I'm not saying his baseline values are going to change, but we're finding now evidence clearly that this man is becoming, he's growing into the job in ways that he sees and he feels, not that we want to see. This is, and he's talking to himself subconsciously about it. I've never seen anything like this.
No, these are totally different reverses on Trump. All right, next one along.
And President Obama told me something that was, I thought, terrific. And I believe he means it. He said, if you came up with a better plan and you could get a better plan approved, he would support it. And I actually believe he means it. I do believe we're going to have a much better plan. I think we're going to have a cheaper plan.
And he says, that's near me.
That's near me.
That's near me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's near me.
Yeah, okay. He's got a cheaper plan he's working on. You know, that's that he's looking at. That's near him. Yeah, that just speaks for itself. All right, next one along. Here we go.
Because the people that we're going against, they don't wear uniforms. They're sneaky, dirty rats. And they blow people up in a shopping center. Blow people up in a church.
Oh.
These are bad people.
Oh, listen to this reversal. I will be bold in it.
Well, let me hold a minute.
Wow. He's going to come down hard.
Yes, he is. He wants to annihilate these people. He doesn't want them on the planet, period.
Yeah. He's going to come down hard. He's not going to muck around. Wow. All right. Here we go. Next one along.
Would you?
Well, I think it's one of the worst deals I've ever seen. And I'm not just talking about nation
ransom
deals. No. I think it's worth, how about $1.7 billion? And that was a ransom payment.
Yeah.
In cash, $1.7 billion in cash.
You talk about Iran, of course. The madness, there was a winner.
The madness, there was the winner.
Oh, yeah.
The madness, there was the winner.
So what is?
The madness, there was the winner.
I think the winner is Iran, quite frankly. It was a mad deal, a $1 billion ransom payment.
No question. Iraq won. Could you play that one more time?
Yeah, the forwards as well? Yeah.
Just the back. Yeah, oh, whatever. That's okay.
Okay, here's the back.
The madness there was the weather.
Yep.
The madness there was the weather.
Yep, certainly there.
It's Iran won big time. So
yep.
Obama sold us out. There's a winner and a loser, and we weren't the winner in that one.
Yep. Yep. All right. Here we have an interesting reversal to finish off on the end of the interview. Here we go. Another metaphor.
Is a picture of your father.
Picture
you
of my
added.
Father, right?
That wasn't there yesterday.
Right. No, it wasn't. I just added that. That's good. You know that, huh?
I didn't notice.
Well,
that.
You picked that up fast.
And here he says, they're wanting Nixon.
They're going to be Nixon.
They're going to be Nixon.
And again.
They're going to be Nixon.
In other words, they're after his blood like they were after Nixon's blood.
I think he said, David, they want to be Nixon. Maybe they want to be Nixon, talking like they want him to be Nixon. They want to be Nixon. See if you don't hear it. Want to be.
Okay.
They're going to be Nixon.
Ooh.
They're going to be Nixon. They're going to be Nixon.
They want me Nixon. I don't know. Anyone. It's a tough call. It's a bit down in the mud, that one.
But there's no question there's Nixon there. And they.
Yeah. Yep. Now, did I play you the CIA speech reversals? I don't think I did.
No. They're up on the internet, but you didn't play them here.
Okay, there's not many. Here we go. Very unusual. His whole speech, I forget how long it was now, 20 minutes, only found three or four reversals. So he's obviously prepared this one quite extensively. Whereas the Hannity one, I found 22, you know, in that end.
Yeah, He trusts Hannity a lot. He should.
Yeah, he does. All right, here we go.
Probably almost everybody in this room voted for me, but I will not ask you to raise your hands if you did. But I would guarantee a big portion, because we're all on the same wavelength, folks. We're all on the same wavelength, right?
Okay, blessing the Lord stuff.
Blessing the Lord stuff.
Huh.
Blessing the Lord stuff.
Yeah, there it is.
Blessing the Lord stuff.
Nice positive reversal as he starts talking to the CIA.
And, so what is it? What is he? His subconscious talking about him doing the blessing?
Yes, he's approved of the CIA. He's giving him good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a nice positive reversal.
Mm-hmm.
And same as this next one.
And as you also probably have read, the Prime Minister is coming over to our country very shortly, and they wanted to know whether or not I'd like it back. I'd say absolutely, but in the meantime, we have a bust of Churchill.
And here he says, I'll honor the one.
But honor the one.
But honor the one.
Yeah.
But honor the one.
One is a metaphor for divine spark, divine spirit.
So he was talking about Theresa May coming over from England.
Oh, okay. All right. That didn't get on. She's come out against him, if I remember correctly.
Well, she came over to visit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. Next one.
I love you. I respect you. There's nobody I respect more. You're going to do a fantastic job, and we're going to start winning again, and you're going to be leading the charge. So thank you all very much. Thank you, beautiful. Thank you.
And he says, we got scum.
We got scum.
Wow.
We got scum.
That's clear.
We got scum.
Well, he knows he's got to clean a lot of garbage out of the CIA. He knows. That's what he's talking about. We got scum here.
Yep.
Well, interesting. Very good. All right. Well, we've seen some remarkable things and heard some things this half hour I didn't expect to hear. He's reconnoitering with himself to find out what he is in terms of this enormous responsibility. Wow. All right. Hang on. David and I will be right. David, do you have a whole lot of reversals?
Yes.
All right. We're going to go through the break, Todd. So thank you. Keep going, David.
Okay. All right. We'll keep going. Okay. Here's some on Tillerson when he addressed the State Department for the first time. Here we go.
When I wake up each morning, the very first thing I ask myself is, are all of our people safe? The safety of every single member of our State Department family, regardless of where he or she is posted, is not just a priority for me. It's value.
Don't know what he means by this. Men will miss you. Future tense reversal, the only thing I can think of is he's not going to be fully involved in the job, but I don't know that. I'm guessing. I really don't know what that means.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Let's try this next one, which is a bit of a strange one, too.
From the mailroom to the boardroom, every member of a team has a job to do. I know nobody will always be perfect, and that certainly includes me.
Huh, they make a prop, keeps a wallow.
And they can prop you up the wallow.
I'll be bothered.
Prop you up the wallow. He's
propping himself
and
up.
Prop you up the wallow.
Wow. Okay, that's, they make a prop to boost him, to keep him up, but keeps a wallow. Wallowing in what? Wallowing in, okay.
This is another instance of a man trying to figure out who he is in this new position.
He's not too sure what the hell's going on.
That's right.
And this other reversal says the same thing.
The New England Patriots have signs posted all over their team facilities that simply say, do your job.
And he says, yes, you're blessed. See the loss.
Yes, you'll miss it. It's you to listen.
Yes, you'll miss it. It's you to listen.
Huh, I'll be bothered.
I hear it.
Since you listen.
What do you hear? I'm not.
Yes, yes, you'll miss it. There's an M in there.
Okay, all right. Let's play it again.
Yes, you'll miss it.
You're absolutely right. Gee. God, that annoys me sometimes. You say these things and I play it as clear as day and I think, how did I miss that? First time around. Okay, yes, you'll miss it. See the loss.
Yes, you'll miss it. See the loss.
Clear as day.
Yes, you missed it. You listen.
Yeah, absolutely clear.
Yes, you missed it. You listen.
Well, that implies he's not going to be fully engaged in the job. That's twice we've seen that now.
Yes, yes, that is exactly what we're seeing. He has a nice voice to work with in terms of reversals. They're very clear.
Yeah. No, I think we'll have no problem with him at all.
Wow.
All right. So anyway, that's all the reversals I had. Now we're going to move on to what our lady in Canada found. Let's just start off with Ivanka Trump. Here we go.
Give him time. Let him come into office. Let him prove you wrong.
And here she simply says, may help.
May help.
In other words, she may help, huh?
Oh, I see. Yeah, she may help. Right. Yeah, okay. All right, here Ivanka talks about making friends with Chelsea Clinton.
I haven't spoken about the specific challenges about this next chapter with her just yet, but I intend to.
Interesting reversal. Innocent survivor.
Innocent survivor.
She obviously considers Chelsea a friend and an innocent survivor of the whole Clinton nightmare, I would say. And yet there are a lot of people who find Chelsea Clinton to be a raving witch, a spoiled snot, brat. And I think their friendship has some... it hasn't been properly assessed yet, but their friendship is influencing Donald Trump to a degree. I think in the beginning when Trump said, oh, the Clintons are nice people, they've been through enough, they need time to heal, I think that came through Chelsea, through Ivanka. She was pressuring her dad to leave them alone. That's my guess.
Well, we saw the reversal on the last show. He was, I can't remember what it was now, contradictory. I want to get him or something.
He's changed. Something's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he has. He's turned the Congress loose on her, and he's had a change. There's a lot of changing going on in this man, David.
Well, how can you not? You're suddenly
of course,
moving into
absolutely.
Being the most powerful man in the world, you know.
And we're seeing it, thanks to reverse speech. We're actually getting a first row seat to these kinds of innermost struggles. He's trying to find out who he is. And he's I'm sorry to say, but he's getting off on the wrong foot with his belligerence and threatening people. He's got to pull back, learn from Vladimir Putin, be a statesman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I agree. All right, here's an interesting reversal on Ivanka.
About Grandpa's new job. I tell them that their grandfather is going to Washington, D.C. with the goal of helping as many people as he possibly can.
And here she says, this will be the answer. Get right with the Lord.
Obviously, it will be the answer. Get right with the Lord.
What does she mean by that?
Well, she's an Orthodox Jew, first of all. She's no longer a Christian, but they still acknowledge a supreme being. And it on the surface of it, it sounds like get your things in order, get right with the Lord, because you may die.
Yeah, right. Wow. Gee whiz. All right, yeah, I can see how you can see that. That's a little bit ominous, isn't it?
Well, there have been several ominous things in the last week.
Yeah?
Yes.
Wow. All right, here we have Melania Trump.
They don't give him enough credit. From June that he announced, they don't give him enough credit.
And here he says, in our family, we heard it.
In our family, we heard it.
Yeah.
In our economy,
they know what he can do.
Sure.
You know, and that friend, we know what Donald can do. Oh, here we have a funny one.
And I had a successful modeling career.
And here she says, the Donald sack.
The Donald sack.
The Donald sack. The Donald sack.
She's what? A sack Donald.
That's funny.
Yeah, funny.
Really. You know, she, there's now this talk that she may not move into the White House at all.
At all?
At all. It was a story out yesterday. I don't know if it's true. You never know with these fake news outlets, but it was on a mainstream handle, I think. And it said that she may not move in the White House at all. Now, the boy, Barron, if you look at him, he usually in the pictures looks like he doesn't want to be anywhere near those pictures. He's got an attitude. Not a bad attitude. He's got an attitude, though. He's very self-assured, and he's going to be a remarkable man, I think.
Interesting. All right, here we have what's his name? Chuck Schumer. That's his first name.
Chucky. Chuck E. Cheese.
And those fake tears, whatever they were.
Yeah.
was mean-spirited, un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm.
And here he says, I'm so evil.
Oh, so is Lou.
That's really funny.
Isn't that funny?
He can't fool his subconscious, can he?
No, he certainly
all his
can't.
Contortions and deceptions and misdirections. Yeah. Wow.
It was all a con and an act.
Yes, sir.
It's an extra reversal also.
Too funny.
Was mean spirited.
Oh, it's the same forward. It's a different reversal. So just play the other reversal. You snuck assault.
You snuck assault.
In other words, he assaulted Trump, but he did it sneakily. He snuck it in with his fake tears, whether it was an assault on Trump. There we go. Can't escape reverse speech, can you?
No. Boy, we've learned that.
Oh, look, here's a reversal I want to play you. This was found by, I've got another lady in class, and she sent me this reversal. I told her I'd play it on the show. So this is from Dolores.
Those 31,000 refugees were welcomed not as burdens, but as neighbors and friends, as new Canadians.
Now, this is Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister.
Little punk.
Yeah. He says, Serbian setup.
Serbian setup.
Serbian setup.
How about that, hey?
Well, he's admitting it's a setup. This whole damn refugee thing is a globalist plot.
Yep.
And it's going to reduce Canada to a garbage can if they don't stop it.
You got it exactly right. Yep. All right. Here's Trump on the appointment of Neil Gorsuch. Here we go.
Something that the American people have been asking for. From Washington for a very, very long time.
And here he says, he wrote, here I go.
Here I go.
Oh, yeah.
Here I go.
Yeah, well, he's written.
Here I go.
I guess he's talking about the opinions he's written, decisions he's made, and here I go. I'm appointing. Just a straightforward statement of fact.
Well, he's got some big shoes to fill after Scalia was murdered. He knows it, and the Democrats are going to try to take him down. They're going to do everything they can, every step of the way, to harm, hinder, and otherwise damage Donald Trump. And this is a big appointment. This is a huge appointment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, next one along.
Here they come. Here they come.
Oh, he says, our devil.
Our devil.
Wow.
Our devil.
Wonder what he means by that.
Who's he talking about, here they come?
Well, this is talking about Gorsuch. It's the same speech.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what about the here we come is. Let's run it again.
Here they come.
it's the same speech. I don't know what the context is. No. So I don't know. Just our devil. Sorry. I got to tell her I need more forward context. I don't get enough forward
context. We had somebody write and ask. We get these requests for years. If you could just play a couple of them occasionally without telling us what they're going to say, and see if the people can figure it out. No big deal. But if you get one, you can just play it, and then we'll tell them what it is afterwards.
All right. See if you can hear this one.
And his wonderful wife Louise to please step forward.
Okay. So here it is. It's a metaphor. That's a bit of a hard one.
Your wolf has sealed.
It just says, your wolf has sealed.
Your wolf has sealed.
That was a hard one to start off with.
Your wolf has sealed.
I think he says, your wolf likes you. I hear likes clear.
Your wolf has sealed.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Your wolf has sealed.
Yeah, all right, okay. That was a hard one to start off with.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
But what does that mean metaphorically? Your wolf likes you.
Confidence, self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, congruent demeanor.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. Very
good. Here's the interesting one with Gorsuch.
With a most solemn assignment. Standing here. In a house of history.
Okay, this is Gorsuch. Here he says, you see the Zion.
You see the Zion.
Wow.
You see the Zion.
Wow.
You see the Zion.
Is it Zion or sign? I can't make it out. You'll see the sign.
You see the Zion.
You see the Zion.
Ooh, it could...
You see the Zion.
I don't hear Zion.
It could be sign with two syllables. Yeah, okay. All right. All right, okay. So, here we have, some more. Here we have Trump mocking Chuck Schumer.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach, because I know him very well. I don't see him as a crier. If he is, he's a different man. There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think there were fake tears.
This one says, your fantasy, save it.
Your fantasy, save it.
Wow.
Your fantasy, save it.
He's just being...
Your fantasy, save it.
Yeah.
He's just being sarcastic, you know.
Yeah. It's appropriate. It's called for. I agree.
All right, here's Trump talking about oil. Wonder what the context is. Let's see.
Our total untapped oil and gas reserves on federal lands equal an estimated $50 trillion. Think of that. We're loaded. We didn't even know it. We're loaded. We had no idea how rich we were.
Huh. And he says, I will steer right. They all want value.
We'll steer right. They all want value.
We'll still right down there.
Yeah, it's a little unclear, but...
We'll still right down there.
That's what he's saying. I will steal a right. They all want value. But what does that mean? I will steal right. In other words, he's going to steal the oil for the people appropriately?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Mm-hmm. And here's talking about oil again.
Our total untapped oil and gas reserves on federal lands equal an estimated $50 trillion. Mm. Think of that. We're loaded. We didn't even know it. We're loaded.
Oh, it's the same forward script. And he says, I like it.
I like it.
Yep.
Yeah. What's not to like?
Exactly right. And here he simply says, I won.
That one.
He did.
He certainly did win. All right. Okay. Fair enough.
He wasn't talking about the presidency either. He's talking about bigger issues.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. Now, you wanted some reversals on Gary McKinnon. You requested.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If you've got it, it'd be good. Yeah.
Just ask Jeff and we're here to deliver.
Gary McKinnon was a young British man who, on a dial-up phone, was able to hack into the Pentagon, claims he saw many other hackers in there while he was rooting around, looking for proof of UFO and ET visitation to this planet. That's what he was looking for. And what he found was far beyond his wildest dreams.
Yep. All right. So here we go.
The only thing I was doing was installing my remote control program, which is commercially off-the-shelf available software, so you know, it shouldn't be a problem either.
And here it says, Air Force moving up.
Air Force moving up.
Interesting.
Wonder what he's found out.
Okay. No.
Next one along.
And it's something that you don't need unless you're in a specific situation in an office environment.
And he says, and we sell a scheme.
And we sell a scheme.
That scheme.
And we sell a scheme.
That scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, well, I guess he's, okay, all right, next one.
So using the remote control program, I turned the color down to 4-bit color, the screen resolution really, really low, and even then this picture was still, you know, juddering and coming onto the screen.
And our ships in them.
Our ships in them.
Oh, yeah.
Our ships in them.
That's a question. So he's looking for UFOs, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hmm. Okay. And, oh, here's an interesting one.
Make sure everyone turns off the machines at night when they go home from the office, or make sure you turn off your router at night if you've got broadband and you go to bed at night.
And here he says, I'm a survivor. Hack.
I'm a survivor. Hack.
I'm a survivor. Hack.
I guess so.
I'm a survivor. Hack.
Well, that's what he did, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Here's another one.
I wrote a tiny Perl script, the Perl language, that tied together other people's programs that search for blank passwords so you could scan 65,000 machines in just over 8 minutes.
And this one says, these nations I've obviously snagged.
I guess he did.
He's still at it, probably.
Yeah, I'd say he is. With those vessels, I'm a survivor. Uh-huh. That one, doesn't it?
Yeah. Very good.
Alright, now we've got some on. Trump again at the CIA. These are ones that our lady in Canada found.
So uh-huh.
Here we go.
So thank you all very much. Thank you, beautiful. Thank you.
Here he says, obviously, hopefully we get scum.
Hopefully we get scum.
Hopefully we get scum.
Yes.
Hopefully we get scum.
It's clearing it out. Yep. And next one along.
And that's what we have to do. We have to start winning again. You know, when I was young and when I was, of course, I feel young.
Here he says, my belief as a president.
My belief as a president.
Yep.
My belief as a president.
I could be your president. My belief as your president.
My belief as a president.
It's your.
My belief as a president. My belief as a president.
Well, he's certainly taken on the role, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Yeah. He's trying to figure it out, though.
He's
trying to figure it out. He's not quite sure where the parameters are for behavior, for speech, and he's got to learn diplomacy, and I hope he studies Putin to be a great role model.
Yeah. All right, next one along.
And we had a great transition. We had an amazing team of talent.
And no act for me.
No act for me.
Huh.
No act for me.
I'll be bothered.
No act for me.
Oh, well, he's being who he is, isn't he? He's not putting on an act.
Nope.
He's just... Nope. Being himself. Oh, here's an interesting one. Sorry, I see him before I open
it
up.
Yeah, that's good.
Here we go.
Donald Trump took down the bust.
Solve it right with much blood.
Solve it right with much blood.
Wow.
Solve it right with much blood.
Okay. Now, we're talking about the bust of Winston Churchill.
No, Martin Luther King, I think.
Okay. In either case, he's talking about solving it right, but the cost was very heavy, much blood. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, unless he's thinking in terms of war, in terms of solving the world's problems with much blood, that would explain.
Well, that would be more Churchill than King.
It would be more Churchill, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Maybe he was just thinking Churchill while the conversation was King, the bust, but Churchill certainly killed a lot of people. There was a lot of blood when it didn't have to be a war. The Germans approached England no less than four times with full, honorable peace proposals, so they didn't have to fight. Hitler did not want to fight the English people. He respected them. That's why he allowed the entire English army that was captured at Dunkirk to be extracted by boats to be saved, and they took them home. Eventually, it cost him the war. His generosity cost Germany the war. He never should let that. If you're playing to win, you don't let an entire nation's army escape when you have them completely controlled, which is what happened at Dunkirk. So that's a wow. Play that one again. Let's see if we can figure this out. I think he was thinking about Churchill in his subconscious.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
Donald Trump took down the bust.
Yeah, that's got to be the Martin Luther King bust.
Right.
But solve it right with much blood.
Solve it right with much blood.
Solve it.
Well, that certainly is a pertinent to Churchill, but could be also King.
Yeah, look, the reversal concerns me. It makes me wonder whether he wants to solve problems and issues with blood.
Well, yeah, I know. There you go. You just put your finger right on it. I agree.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch this closely. Yeah. All right, next one along.
Like every time I say I had an uncle who was a great professor at MIT for 35 years.
Yeah, he says, suffer guilt.
Suffer guilt.
Suffer guilt.
Huh.
Suffer guilt.
Don't know.
Well, why would he suffer guilt when he has an uncle in a prestigious university for 35 years? Don't know. Does he feel like he somehow didn't achieve what he should have academically?
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Hey, here we have a nice easy reversal. See if they can hear this one.
But I'd see 6, 7, 8 people for a certain position. Everybody wanted it.
Okay, here's the reversal.
We love you.
We love you. We love you.
That's nice and easy.
Can't figure that out, folks. You're not listening.
We love you. Very clear. That's what you heard, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is again. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Nice and clear.
We love you.
Yeah, here's another one that looks like it should be clear. Let's try this one.
Well, I'd see 6, 7, 8 people for a certain position. Everybody wanted it.
Okay, see if you can hear this one.
Is he set up?
A bit duff.
Yes, he's set up.
That's a bit hard one, that one. Yes, he's set up, is what it says.
Yes, he's set up. Yes, he's set up.
It's all there.
Yeah, wow. Wonder what he's set up for. A lot of things, I would imagine, if it was him.
This is very, very complicated and convoluted things going on in this man's mind and his subconscious. No question.
Yeah, well, as always, my people will be right on top of it.
Well, you just, again, an amazing thing to see. We're seeing this from Donald Trump's subconscious mind, how he is dealing with ascending to the presidency, how he's trying to find his barriers, his boundaries, his parameters, his voice as a president. And so far, he's yielded to, I think, a little bit too much of a schoolyard approach by threatening people. A little too soon for that, Donald. Back off. Wait a while. Look at Vladimir Putin and see how Vladimir Putin does things.
Yep.
Be my suggestion.
Oh, anyway. Here we are. We're at 8. Okay. All
great,
right.
Great job, David. Great job to your people, the girl in Canada and the other one. Wonderful stuff. Just really unprecedented. We're seeing a man being reconfigured in the most important office on the planet.
Yep, exactly right.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, David. Great stuff.
No worries. Okay, bye-bye. See you.
Talk soon. Bye. All right, and there he goes, David John Oates. ReverseSpeech.com, if you want to hear any more of these, they are all there. He's got over 10,000 examples, and it's really amazing to hear what he's been finding and his people. We will continue, all right? Have a good weekend. Have fun. Take care. Talk soon, and be well.